All right. Good morning, everybody. My name is Phil Albrechts. I'm hearing examiner for Kitsap County. For the record, it's June 13th, 2024, 9 o'clock a.m. This morning, we're holding a hearing on an application for a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit. Usually a pretty simple proceeding. The hearing format today is we'll start off with a presentation from staff. And let's see, is that going to be Ms. Schaefer today? Is that correct? Okay, perfect. All right, Ms. Schaefer will give us an overview of the project. Once she's finished, then we'll move on to the applicant if they want to add any comments. They don't have to, but if they choose to, that'll be their opportunity to speak. After applicant comments, we'll then move on to public comments. And Ms. Walston, do we have any members of the public participating yet?
We have the applicant and project representative. And
Okay.
that's about it here.
Okay. Yeah, as I said, this is probably going to be a fairly simple proceeding. After public comments, if any, we'll jump back to Ms. Schaefer for any information she thinks is necessary to complete the record. Then the applicant gets final word. Again, that's not mandatory. If you don't want to say anything, you don't have to. Then I close the hearing. I get 10 business days, which is a couple weeks to issue a final decision. Now, by state law, I'm only allowed to consider evidence that's put into the record today. The record is composed of the exhibits admitted into the record in addition to any testimony that's provided. Beyond that, I don't have any other information about this project. I'm not allowed to talk to staff about it or read it about it in the papers or anything like that. That way, we all know exactly what information is being considered for that final decision. And so at this point, I'm going to share my screen if I'm authorized to do that. Looks like I am. So what you should be seeing on your screen right now is the exhibit list that Ms. Schaefer put together. These are the documents that she found necessary to make a well-informed decision, composed of the geotechnical report, health district review. We have a SEPA checklist, which is essentially information used to determine what kind of environmental review is necessary. We have elevations and floor plans, a site plan, stormwater review, water availability letter, the notices of applications, the stormwater conditions, and the floor plans. A little more, the SEPA determination, which is that an environmental impact statement is not necessary for this project, not surprising. Notice the public hearing and the staff presentation and the hearing sign-in list. So at this point, I just want to ask if anyone has any objections over entry of exhibits 1 through 19. If you do object, just say I object if you're in the meeting room, or raise your virtual hand. That's at the bottom of your Zoom screen if you're participating virtually. So seeing, hearing no objections, I'll admit exhibits 1 through 19. And Ms. Schaefer, I'll swear you in. Just raise your right hand. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth, nothing but the truth in this proceeding? There we go.
I do.
Okay, perfect. All right, go ahead.
And we'll get the PowerPoint up and.
Okay.
All righty. Well, good morning. Like we said, my name is Catherine Schaefer, and I'm a planning supervisor for the Department of Community Development. And I'm here today to present the conditional use permit for the Harris ADU, which is permit 23-032-41. And it's located at 5500 Antler Place in Commissioner District Number 3. I do have a few housekeeping before we begin. There was a Scribner's error on the staff report. Under applicant of record on page 1, it says the address is 5550, but it's actually 5500. So do apologize for that error, but I wanted it to be noted. And then we're also going to enter this PowerPoint presentation will be the exhibit number 18. So anyway, we will go ahead and get started. Okay, great. Robert and Rebecca Harris have applied for a conditional use permit to bring an unpermitted ADU into compliance. The applicants purchased the property in late 2019, and the ADU was present on the property when it was purchased. So all the required public noticing requirements have been met. So notice of application was August 21st, 2023. Or complete application was August 21st, 2023, notice of application October 13th, 2023, and then we issued the SEPA DNS this March, and no SEPA appeals were received, so SEPA is considered final. Okay, so we will get to the site aerial. So this is the property. It's 4.98 acres, and it's in the rural zone. And the primary residence can be seen at the center of the property in the lighter blue. And then very close is the proposed ADU in the darker blue. So very close together. And the building to the west is actually a garage. So that's what it looks like. It's obviously very heavily wooded with the exception of those buildings. Okay, this is the zoning map. So the subject property is zoned rural protection. It's surrounded by lake zoning, and then to the west is also rural residential and rural wooded. So this property is definitely within that, you know, the rural zone and surrounded by lake zoning as well. So next is the critical area map. So the pink layer is considered a high erosion hazard, and the pink lines represent contour lines, which are in 5-foot increments. So the closer the lines are together, the steeper the slopes are. So the application does include a geotechnical report that was prepared by Envirotech Engineering, dated July 3rd, 2023. And the report recommended a 10-foot footing setback from the vegetation buffer and a 20-foot setback from the top of the nearby descending slope of 30%. And the proposed ADU meets this requirement. And that's mentioned in the geotechnical report, which is in the record. And next we come to the site plan. This site plan shows that the ADU is meeting all the required setbacks for the zone. And ADUs are required to be within 150 feet of the primary residence. And this site plan shows that that it's meeting this requirement. In fact, it's very close. It's about 5 feet away. So that is one requirement that it is met. Okay, and here's the ADU floor plans. It's 520 square feet, and ADUs are required to be 50% of the habitable area of the primary residence with a maximum of 900 square feet. The existing single family residence is set at 1,776 square feet, meaning that an ADU could be up to 888 square feet. So the ADU is meeting that requirement by being 520 feet. Okay, and here are the elevations. The top picture is the single family residence, and the bottom is a rendering of the ADU. The pitch of the roof is very similar, as well as the trim at the bottom. And they are, because it's an after the fact, they're very similar with the color as well. So one of the conditions of an ADU is that it be similar in appearance. So this demonstrates that the pitch of the roof as well as the trim meet that requirement. Okay. Oh, I forgot to change the top of that. So this is all of the proposal meets the criteria for the ADU by adhering to the following requirements. So only one ADU or accessory living quarters allowed on the property, and that is the case. The owner must reside in either the primary residence or the ADU, and the owner does reside in the primary residence. The ADU shall not exceed 50% of the square footage of the habitable area of the primary residence, or 900 square feet. So at proposed 520 to 1,776 meets that requirement. The ADU needs to be 150 feet. So it's very close. It's about 5 feet away. It has to maintain the appearance of the primary residence, meet the setbacks, meet the health standards for water and sewer. It does have health approval, and it cannot be an RV. It's not an RV. And they have to use the same side street entrance and provide additional parking, which the project does. So the department finds the proposal consistent with comprehensive plan, as well as the Kitsap County Code, and it's compatible with the characteristics of the subject property within the vicinity and not materially detrimental. So the department recommends approval with the 26 conditions listed in the staff report. And I am happy to take any questions that you might have.
Okay, thanks, Ms. Schaefer. No, I think it's pretty straightforward. So we can, at this point, move on to the applicant. If the applicants want to add anything.
Ms. I believe Wolf that says, they do.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah. All right.
Hello.
Oh. Morning. Okay. Let's say, swear in there, sir. Just raise your right hand. Do you swear firm, tell the truth, nothing but the truth in this proceeding?
I do.
Okay, and Sarah, you're the applicant. Is that Mr. Harris? Is that correct?
No, I'm Mike
Oh.
Fortman, and I work with Tom Hurst at Building Design. I'm
Oh,
his agent,
okay.
and we provided the plans for the project.
Oh, great. And how do you spell your last name for the record?
Fortman.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead.
So we agree with everything on there except for the requirement of a fire sprinkler system for the ADU. That's the one hiccup we have with the project. One just being the cost of installation is detrimental to the project on that. So as they mentioned before, the owners bought this property with this ADU already completed on it and found out after the fact that it had never been fully completed or finalized. The previous owners pulled a permit for the project but never finalized it. So when the owners bought it and they had to go through this to finalize this, we went into work to do that and met with the county, different staff at the time, figuring out what we needed to do, went through the whole process. And during the application process was when a requirement popped up that we would need to do a sprinkler system in there because we are more than 150 feet from the access road of the house or from the access road of the property. And in talking to the fire marshals, they would want us to either put the fire sprinkler in or upgrade the road to the house, which they were stating may also include Antler Place Road and not just the driveway of their house, which both are tremendous costs, that were unforeseen on this. And they've already put a lot of money into designing septic, putting septic in, applying for permits, and everything on this process. And so that's one thing with this already being in place for quite a while. And the previous owners had applied for it, but never finished it. And had they done that at the time, it would have not required a sprinkler system, under previous codes that we were trying to work with. And that's just our main concern with this project is after this time and effort we've went through, and this is a final requirement, it could be detrimental to the whole project. So,
Okay, understood. Thanks for your
yeah.
comment, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Okay. And Ms. Walston, any members of the public out there want to speak at this point?
Nope. None for
Okay,
us.
that's all we got. Okay, Ms. Schaefer, do you have a response to the fire sprinkler issue? Is this something that staff has been considering in advance of the hearing, or are you hearing this for the
Sure.
first time, or
So I
yeah?
do apologize. I am a land use environmental reviewer. I don't know fire regulations very well. So I'm happy to talk to the fire marshal and the deputy fire marshal to provide something for you if you'd like. But those regulations do elude me.
Okay. Yeah, I think, yeah, maybe it would be a good idea just to leave the record open on that issue,
Okay.
because I understand it can be very expensive to retrofit and that kind of thing. And so I want to get a real all the information the county needs, to support their recommendation there. So how much time do you think you'd need to get the fire marshal just to kind of submit some written comments as to the necessity for sprinklers? It's a
Yeah,
like
can we leave
okay.
the record open maybe till the problem is sometimes there's a fire, so they're hard to get to. But yeah, can we leave the record open until, can I say Wednesday? That way they can have a
Okay.
good look over.
Okay, so we'll say next Wednesday till 5 p.m. And Mr. Fortner, give you a chance until next Friday to respond. Does that give you enough time?
Yeah, okay.
Eileen, as long as I can.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
Yeah, he said
so
yes. Yes.
on the issue of the necessity for sprinklers, we'll say that the county has until 5 p.m. on June 19th to provide information as to the requirements for that and necessity for it, and then Mr. Fortner or the applicant will have till 5 p.m. the 21st to respond.
I do apologize. I just realized that Wednesday's a holiday. It's Juneteenth. So can we make that Tuesday?
Yeah, we can make that
Yeah, we'll
Tuesday.
do that Tuesday. Yeah.
Okay, 18th is when
Yes.
the comments are due, and the 21st the response from the applicant. Okay, sounds good. Anything else before we wrap it up today, Mr.
Not
Fort?
from me. Yep.
Final
Yep.
word if you
Not from the
wanted to.
applicant either. Yep.
No, we're all done. Okay, fantastic. All right, we're adjourned for today, except for the issue of the sprinkler. So thank you all for participating. Have a great rest of the day, and we're adjourned. Goodbye.
Thank you, everyone.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks.
Yeah.